Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
My name is Jillian Lee Garner.
And I'm Courtney Bell.
As we all know, every day millions take to the internet to find love, lust, a little something in between. While some of these hangouts result in exciting new relationships, some become devastating dates with death. We're about to share with you the story of one such deadly online connection, and hopefully, how you can avoid it. It's time for I Met My Murderer Online.
Thank you guys for tuning in again this week. Welcome back.
We are learning about these stories right along with all of you. We are trying to figure out ways to stay safe and learn certain tips for online safety just so that all of us can be more protected.
Adam Hilaire was a hardworking young father living in Auburndale, Florida. And after a recent romantic breakup, he was looking for love online.
Adam decided to pursue his search on a popular dating app. Little did he know, he would end up meeting his murderer online.
Adam Hilaire was a 27-year-old employee at a local gas station. Adam was said to have a smile on his face no matter what he was doing.
Adam was a guy who was easy to get along with.
This is law enforcement expert Tom Omer.
Friends and family expressed that no matter what the occasion, being in the company of Adam was always a pleasant experience. This says a lot because maintaining a positive attitude can be difficult for people in a humbling line of work, but not for Adam. He had recently gotten out of a relationship and was ready to date again.
Adam created an account on a popular dating platform, Plenty of Fish. On Thursday, August 18th, 2016, Adam connected with a young woman, 18-year-old Haley Bustos.
Certain dating apps have a reputation for quick hookups versus serious relationships. In 2016, people had to feel it out as they went along.
Adam is excited for the date. He tells his roommate John Hun and his friend Christopher that he's met a girl online and that she's coming over that evening.
Usually when a situation seems too good to be true, it often is. In this case, Adam meets a cute young girl who seems to be in a rush to meet him. This is a red flag.
Later that evening, Adam picks up Haley Bustos near an apartment building near a Walmart in Auburndale, Florida. He brings Haley to his apartment, and Adam's friends, Chris and John, both saw Haley, but briefly.
Although Adam showed Haley where he lived, Haley didn't allow Adam to actually see where she lived, which, at least for me on first glance, I'm like, that seems like the really respectful thing to do in his position, because I know a lot of my friends, you know, do the same thing of like, if we're going to meet up, even if it's just a one night stand, I'll go to your place, but you're not coming to mine. You're not going to see where I live in case this goes south.
Yeah, that feels normal. I know for me, the thought of bringing someone back to my home to meet my roommates and my dog and see my bedroom just feels really, really intimate.
Yes. Yeah.
Adam and Haley hang out at his apartment for a while and then leave for their date.
Now, this is somewhat unorthodox, but Adam eventually does the ideal thing by taking Haley out on a date in a public place with lots of people.
Adam takes Haley to the Cypress Lanes Family Fun Center.
Haley and Adam continue to get to know each other, and after a seemingly fun night of bowling, Adam and Haley return to Adam's apartment.
Adam and Haley have time to talk to determine whether or not they feel safe in each other's presence.
About an hour after Adam and Haley arrived back at the apartment, Adam's roommate John received a text message from his ex-girlfriend asking him to come over. She asked him to come over that night and bring some ice cream. John leaves, leaving Haley and Adam alone in the apartment.
This is an interesting course of events. After having a seemingly successful date, Haley and Adam are finally alone, and Haley falls asleep.
So apparently, Adam invites one of his friends over while Haley's asleep.
Huh?
I know.
Adam and Christopher drop Haley off. Then the two hang out for a while, and then Adam drops him off at his home. However, it'll be the last time any of Adam's friends see him alive.
Adam receives another text from Haley. She wants to see him again. Adam agrees. And less than 24 hours after their date, Haley returns. But this time, it's with several unidentified men.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
August 18th, 2016. Adam Hilaire, a 27-year-old Floridian father, went on a date with 18-year-old Haley Bustos, a girl he had met on the dating app Plenty of Fish.
So the night that Adam and Haley went on their date, John spends a night with his ex-girlfriend. The next day, he goes straight to work from her place. From work, John goes directly to Adam's apartment.
John had been using the back door to get into Adam's place while he was staying there. But when he arrived home, he was surprised to find the door locked. Apparently, John didn't have a key and relied on Adam to give him access to the apartment. After over an hour, John gets tired of waiting and decides to bike to a nearby store. When John returns, he is surprised to find Adam's car outside and the front door is unlocked.
This puts John on alert. Not only is Adam's car there, but John knows Adam does not use the front door to his apartment ever.
John makes his way into the apartment to discover Adam lying on the kitchen floor. There was blood everywhere. Able to fight through his initial feeling of panic, John calls the police.
This is 911 with a transfer.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
So I got home from work and I didn't bring my keys. So I'm knocking on the back door that we usually use. And nobody answers. I sat there for like an hour because his car was here, thinking he might have rolled with his brother or something. So I get on the bicycle to go to the store, and I notice the front door is open. And I walk in, and the TV's gone, the Xbox is gone, and he's right in the kitchen. And I'm pretty sure he's dead. There's blood everywhere.
A moment like this would be difficult for anyone. There's no training for this type of situation, and you don't know how you'd react until you're faced with it. Fortunately, John did the right thing by alerting the authorities.
Authorities arrive on the scene and immediately begin to interview witnesses.
Detectives interview both John Hun and Christopher Rogers, the last people to have been in contact with Adam before his death. Both Hun and Rogers informed authorities that Adam went on a date with a woman the night before.
Both Hun and Rogers confirmed that Adam went on a date with a woman they had never met the night before his death. This would definitely draw attention to the young woman. But there is one catch.
And that one catch was, Adam never formally introduced his roommates to Haley, so they didn't have a name to give to the authorities.
Because it was difficult to locate Haley through Adam's Plenty of Fish account, the detectives put out an APB for a young Hispanic woman, which could have been anybody.
Detectives are at somewhat of a standstill until they receive an unexpected break in the case.
So the detectives get a call from a neighboring station about a young Hispanic woman fleeing in a white sedan, originally thought to be Adam's car, but Adam's car had been impounded.
They receive a call from a neighboring police station in Winter Haven about a young woman fitting the description of their suspect fleeing from police officers.
This incident took place near the area Christopher Rogers told authorities that he and Adam dropped off the unnamed Hispanic girl.
After locating the vehicle and setting up surveillance, police arrest two men in connection with their female suspect and the car.
Detectives finally have suspects in custody, but do they have a case?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Auburndale Chief of Police Andy Ray briefed the public on the case.
I think the plan was that he get robbed and that they take his stuff. Given the way it worked out, it seemed like that's what she was intending to do. I'm not sure why the shooting occurred. More than anything, it's just her comfort with the way this went.
Adam's brother Angel reflected about the impact on the loss of Adam.
We're trying to be strong for everyone. And we just want everybody to be strong for us. I just hate that my brother had to be the one that to be an example, you know. I would hope that people can learn from this and, you know, just really take care of themselves and be careful.
This is law enforcement expert Tom Omer.
There are four crucial elements in making an effective case: a crime, witnesses, suspects, and evidence. Now that the detectives have their suspects, it's a matter of getting them to talk.
When detectives took the two men in the white sedan into custody, they noticed several sports caps in the back of the car.
So when the authorities initially spoke to John Hunn, he told them what items had been taken from the apartment. They also interviewed Adam's ex-girlfriend. She not only confirms that the hats found in the back of the white sedan were Adam's, but she also provides photos of Adam wearing these hats.
This is pretty condemning evidence. Adam was murdered shortly after having gone on a date with Haley, and his belongings are found in a car parked outside of the residence she was staying in. With such compelling evidence stacked against her, Haley caves and agrees to cooperate. She admits that she was involved in Adam's murder and tells the detectives her side of the story.
In August of 2016, Bustos claimed she was staying with a friend, Evelyn Belmont. Due to her cooperation with the authorities, however, Evelyn's identity is protected. Evelyn's home was the gathering place for a small local crime syndicate. On the night in question, she states that three men were present: Andre Warner, Gary Gray, and Joshua Ellington.
Haley tells authorities that she has been staying with a friend, Miss Belmont, in the time leading up to Adam's murder. Apparently, Miss Belmont kept poor company. All of the men Haley says she was hanging out with that day have extensive criminal records.
Haley goes on to tell authorities that Evelyn told her that she could make some money by meeting men on a dating app and then robbing them.
So far, Haley's story corroborates what evidence the police already have.
When Haley returns from her date with Adam, she gives Evelyn a description of what Adam has in his apartment, such as TVs, video games, and an iPhone. In the early hours of the following morning, Haley leads the men back to Adam's apartment.
Haley tells authorities that her role in this crime was to case Adam's apartment and report back to Evelyn, unaware of what was going to transpire after Warner and Gray enter Adam's apartment.
As Haley waited in the car with Ellington, Haley says that Warner and Gary began making trips back and forth from Adam's apartment to the car, each time loading Adam's belongings into the car. Then, after a final trip to the car, Warner and Gary re-enter the apartment, and she hears a gunshot.
Haley says that during the ride back to Evelyn's, Warner and Gary laughed about having just murdered Adam. She says that they mocked him as he begged for his life on behalf of his 5-year-old daughter.
Why were they interested in knowing what Adam had in his apartment?
Because they needed money.
Because they needed the money?
Yes.
So how were they going to get that money?
To go rob him.
Now, at this point, is there anybody else involved in that conversation besides Andre Warner and Evelyn?
No.
So they tell you that they want to go rob him. Now, what happens after that?
They go inside.
Haley states that she didn't know that Adam was going to be murdered during the robbery, as it wasn't a part of the original plan. She says that Warner admitted he murdered Adam because he and Gary forgot to wear masks. Thus, Adam could identify them.
Given Haley's story, detectives still have a key suspect to interrogate.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So Haley implicates herself in the crime, but claims she had no idea that Adam was going to be murdered. As police interrogate the other suspects, all stories identify Andre Warner as the one who pulled the trigger.
In a situation like this, once detectives are able to break one suspect, they try to pit the other suspects against each other by placing blame on the suspect under current interrogation. By scaring a suspect into telling the truth, detectives are able to draw more reliable information from each suspect.
Now, you indicated that, according to you, Haley, well, and let me just back up. She didn't borrow your car to go on the date.
No, she did not.
Her date came and got her.
Yes, ma'am.
Her date being Adam Hilaire.
Yes, ma'am. At the time, I didn't know that, though.
Executed later that night.
Ma'am?
The same guy that was executed later that night.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you, according to you, she came back from the date, and her and Gary and Josh took your car, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you didn't know what they were going to go do.
Nah, like I said, they told me they were going to go get some weed and some K2.
And you just met these people.
Yes.
Yet you're going to let them borrow your car in the middle of the night to go somewhere you have no idea where they're going to go.
I didn't feel like going.
Shocking as this may sound, Warner adamantly claimed he was sleeping during the time of Adam's murder and had been set up by Haley and her friends.
On August 18th, 2016, Warner admits that he had been staying with Evelyn Belmont. Warner says Haley asked for a ride to meet a guy she wanted to go on a date with. He declines to give her the ride, but offers to let her borrow his car. She accepts.
Warner claims that he went to sleep after letting Haley borrow his car. He states that he was awoken when Haley, Joshua, and Gary returned with alcohol, and they all started drinking.
It's a terrible cover. But as far as evidence goes, Warner admits that the white sedan is his car and states that he bought the sports hats from Haley for $50 in the days after Adam's murder.
Both Haley and Warner testify in front of the jury. They stick to the stories they gave detectives during interrogation. At this point in the trial, Haley admits to having participated in a botched robbery.
Did the four of you get into Andre Warner's vehicle?
Yes.
Who was driving?
Josh.
And who was in the front passenger seat?
Drew.
And who was in the back seat?
Me and Gary.
Now, did you see anybody with a firearm prior to going over to Adam's?
I seen Drew put it in the hood.
You saw Drew put a firearm in the hood of his vehicle?
Yes.
Now, are you referring to the front part of his vehicle?
Yes.
Warner, claims that he had been set up.
Now, you heard, you've been sitting through this whole entire trial, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You heard what Haley testified to, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You heard what Josh testified to?
Yes, ma'am.
You heard what Denzel testified to?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
And according to you, these are people that you got along with.
Yes, I do.
No reason for them to tell anybody that you're the one responsible for Adam's murder, right?
That's what I thought.
You would agree. No reason for them to do that.
Not from my recollection, no.
After several days of litigation, the state of Florida introduces condemning evidence against Warner. Authorities search the residence of Gray's sister and find an Xbox One gaming console. The serial number matches that on the box taken from Adam's apartment. What's more, the prosecution presented a recording of a phone call Warner made to his grandfather while he was in jail.
It took them a couple days before they came and got me. I've took plenty of showers. I take a shower every day. And the residue on the stairs only. I know about that. Yeah, I know about residue, how long it lasts, and the joint conditions and everything else. I just want to be sure, you know.
Yeah. Aside from the recording, the state finds Warner's DNA inside the brim of one of the hats identified to have belonged to Adam.
At this point, it's not looking good for Andre. He tried to say that Haley sold him Andre's hats shortly after his murder. But the state has several text messages from Andre to his grandfather stating he was hurting for cash to pay for his car note insurance. If this were the case, why would he spend money on hats?
On March 20th, 2020, after a three-week trial, jurors deliberated 3 hours before reaching a guilty verdict. Warner was convicted of first-degree murder, robbery with a firearm, burglary to a dwelling with a weapon, and conspiracy armed robbery with a firearm. Adam Hilaire's family welcomed the verdict, but their ordeal was not over.
Andre Warner's story was inconsistent and not convincing to the jury. It was clear that Adam had lost his life over a couple of TVs and video games his attackers weren't able to sell. Due to delays caused by COVID-19 concerns, the original jury was dismissed and a new set of 12 jurors was brought in for sentencing. On December 22nd, 2021, a new jury recommended the death sentence for Andre Warner. However, he was sentenced to life without parole. Haley Bustos accepted a plea deal for her part, and she was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Gray and Ellington's cases have yet to begin.
My heart breaks for Adam and his daughter. I mean, I just could not imagine how people could be so heartless and take somebody's life.
He was such a young dad at 27.
Doing it alone.
He became a dad at 22. And he was just doing what any other 27-year-old single person would do.
I feel like the one thing that I'm walking away from thinking about differently for myself is maybe the benefit of having a Ring camera or something in my home, some kind of security, just because if it is that simple for somebody to make the choice of ending my life just because they realize that I could recognize them, having some kind of thing that proves just don't enter because you're going to be recognized regardless because you're on camera.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine how that could be such a simple decision for somebody to make to end your life.
In cold blood cases are all just so heartbreaking because there's no rhyme or reason to them. There's no logic behind them. They're in cold blood. It's heartbreaking to know that people are capable of doing this. And for something as small as $50.
Yeah.
Some video games, a TV.
I'm Courtney Bell.
I'm Jillian Lee Garner. Please subscribe, leave a rating and comment, and remember to follow us on Instagram at IMMO Podcast. Be safe. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, guys.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment.
allow your imagination to be piqued by stories that are brought to life through captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. As an Audible member, you'll be able to keep your heart rate up month after month because you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. If you're in the mood for a shocking psychological thriller, check out None of This Is True by Lisa Jewell. Embrace brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.